Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Johnny Owen, and this is the Best 11 podcast from TalkSport. Mark Webster and I ask our guests 11 questions all about their love of football, from their earliest memories of the game to how their matchday rituals have changed over the years. And at the end, they'll tell us their best 11, a team made up of anyone who's ever played for their club, along with a manager of their choice. Will they go four at the back with two sitting, or will they pack the team with attacking talent? We'll find out very soon. Our guest today is an actress who rose to fame as Lol in This Is England. She now stars as DI Kate Fleming in Line of Duty and recently hosted the BAFTA-nominated Our Dementia Choir on the BBC. She's won many, many awards. Best Actress BAFTA, the RTS John Logie Award, Woman's Own Actress of the Year, and she's the ambassador for Notts County's Community Trust. She also happens to be my missus. It is, of course, Vicky McClure. Vicky, welcome to your Best 11. Can you start by telling us who you support and why?
My team is Notts County. I support them because one day I was asked by your good self, Johnny, who I supported. And I thought, that's a really good question. And then I wanted to look into it a bit further. And I know that majority of my family are Forest, but my granddad is County and has been from day dot. And, you know, as much as I do like Forest, I do like an underdog. And I liked the history of County. And so, yeah, they were my chosen team.
I can remember where you told me we were sitting in the book club in Shoreditch. It was the first time we met. And I just wanted to find out what kind of girl you were.
See,
and I
went, this is the thing. This is part, so he was sussing you out
was,
to yeah. see what football team you
I
were.
Was. And she
how flattering
not,
that must
not
be.
To, and do you know what? Ticked a big box. Not fair play to you. And it's really interesting actually because the family, the McClure family, are almost mathematically divided between County and Forest. It's fascinating.
Perfect.
Her sister's Forest.
They are, but my mum.
The mother's county.
County.
Yeah, the mother's yeah. county. The grandfather's county. The father is Forest. So it's really interesting that they're almost half and half, really.
So your granddad, I mean, it's unbelievable the connection he's got with the club, isn't it? And he's still, when he can, he still gets to go, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's like 95. I think he's 96 in February. So, and he only asked me the other week about his season ticket. And I thought, God bless him. Like, you know, even in the midst of a pandemic, he's still thinking about the game.
He, bless him, he goes to the Tommy Lawton bar before the game. It's a little bar underneath the grandstand. I've been in there with him. Shane Meadows goes in there as well. It's quite interesting. And it's still his same group of friends, which again shows you the social side of football, who go to watch Notts County all in there. And then one of the first times he says to me, I says to him, why would you go to games, Ralph? And he said, oh, my young cousin takes me. And of course his cousin Rick turns up and he's in his 60s. But it's a beautiful thing. They sit together in the match. And he's amazing.
I had some really special moments with my granddad through the football, which I, you know, probably wouldn't have had had I not have got involved in it. And I'd say that's, you know, quite a lot down to you, Johnny. But it's just lovely because we've shared some really special moments together and he always brings sweets. And that I like. He's always got a humbug or some sort of sweet in his pocket. So, you know, having treats throughout the game does help.
And what's lovely is his name is Ralph McClure. He was a D-Day veteran, or is a D-Day veteran. Yep. And on the last Remembrance Day, he led the Forest team out, didn't he, before the Derby game?
Yes.
Live on Sky.
Did, yeah.
And he's also did the same for County 2 years before. So there's been two occasions in Nottingham where he's led out the teams with a match ball, which
you
is a fantastic
that,
thing.
Yeah, it's brilliant. That's as good as it gets, that yeah, is. That's fantastic.
He's well known.
He is well known. Can you tell us, Vicky, your earliest memories of football?
My earliest memory of football would be dancing on the pitch at Forest.
Wow.
That's strange.
Yes,
what, randomly, or were you asked to?
No, I was asked to. I've danced most of my life, most of my young life anyway. I just dance in the kitchen now. But yeah, it was with my mate Shella, and I think it was through school. Something was organised, and we had to do sort of like this dance before the game on the pitch. I mean, it was just bizarre, but I loved it.
In front of the Trent End?
In front of the Trent End, yeah.
That must have been an experience. What were they like? Were they quite receptive to you?
I think they enjoyed it. Maybe you should speak to the guys and have, you know, we can reenact it.
Oh, we'll reenact it. Because Vicky's very interesting. Vicky, tell us a little bit. I mean, when you were younger, you went to quite a well-known dance school in Nottingham, and you had a considerable talent for it. You used to go every day almost, didn't you? When you were, I think, to use a football expression, you had trials for the Royal Ballet Company and things, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I started dancing on my third birthday because that's when you're allowed to start. I went to a place called Ogando School, which is in Woolerton. And yeah, I took to it very well. I just enjoyed it. I'm obviously, you know, need some sort of attention given my job. But yeah, back then I was like every single night, whether it was tap, ballet, modern, and they even had a drama class there, and anything I could get involved in, I got involved in. And so it was a big part of my life growing up, my dancing.
Was that the first game you went to, or did you go to a game before that?
I'm pretty certain I would have gone to a game before that, but that's like that memory is quite cemented for me, maybe because it was such a big moment in my life. But yeah, I do, you know, I remember we had some family friends actually, and I remember they used to play sort of, you know, lower league football, and we'd go and watch them, and, you know, my dad's always been hugely into his football.
Yes, yes.
So it was always a part of my life. And I still have this feeling, even if I'm in the house on my own, a match of the day comes on and that music starts, it just takes me back to being in front of the fire after, you know, having a bath. I've got wet hair. My dad's got that on. And it just transports me to that time. And, you know, he was always so into it. So,
he was a decent footballer as well, your father and your grandfather were both good footballers, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They were. You know, my dad is so fit, honestly. He does this thing. He can still, I don't want to get it wrong, but some sort of, what did he do when he was at school? Johnny, did he tell you?
Oh, he was like local athletics and stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah, I know, but he does this move, and even at his age, in his 60s, he can still get his leg like near on, like up to his head. I mean, it's just insane. He's a legend.
I actually was sat next to your dad a couple of years back, an evening game, and I was trying to get out, and the jeans were too tight, and as I lifted my leg up, they kind of seized at my knee, and he had to push my leg over the back of the seats to get me out. And your old man's a little bit older than me, so really could have been much more embarrassing if it tried.
I've got to say, though, I've had quite an experience that I'm going to share with you today. So we're filming on Line of Duty at the moment, and we was using a green room. And the green room that we were using is George Best's house.
What? Oh, yeah, so like, they preserved it, didn't they? A bit like they've done with Paul McCartney's house. Yeah, yeah.
And you can go there. It's like, I think you can Airbnb it. But anyway, I was in the garden. I just went for a little walk around, and then I went outside to the back garden. There was a load of apples on the lawn. So I got my friend Perry to video me doing a trick with the apple, because that is the only football skill I have. Johnny, tell me what it's called again.
Oh, she can do the Aussie Ardiles flick over the head. Jamie, our young producer, said that they call it the rainbow now.
But this, it's the escape to victory.
The escape to victory, Aussie Ardiles.
Stuff, a legend that is. It's just on the big screen, that one.
Yes, she can flick it over her head. She actually done me on Soccer AM doing this. So basically, we're on Soccer AM, and you know, you got to take the penalty at the end. Vicky goes in and she does the Aussie Ardiles
rather than take the penalty,
which looks amazing. I go in and then, you know, totally sort of like, you know, do a ricket and kick it to the side. And my mates go, she done you there, Matt.
She did.
She done you like a kipper. Do you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, so it's
do you know what? Me and my girlfriends, who are still my very good friends now, we used to go to Woolerton Park when we were younger, and we would take a football. And that's what we'd do. We'd kick a ball. And that's where I learned to do that. It took a bit of time to learn, but it's the only skill I have. So I do, you know.
It's a good skill.
It's your party piece. It sounds like
a good one.
Yeah. Talking about being a kid and things, who was your favourite player as a kid, Vicky?
Well, Michael Owen was my as my pin-up.
Was he?
I remember.
So you were always destined to end up with an O-win. This is what happened.
I know.
Explains a lot.
Yeah. I'm not Michael Owen, sadly.
On my wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember having a picture of him on my bedroom wall. So you could say he was my favourite.
He was always he always looked boyish anyway, didn't he? Little boy scout, wasn't he, Michael Owen?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cute. I mean, I guess he still is. I haven't seen him for a while.
And did you, I mean, the games you went to when you went dancing and on the pitch, do you remember, what were your match day rituals before you went to a match? Do you remember what you did? Did you go to, like, you were driven down with your mates?
No, I mean, I think it would have been a bus situation.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the number of the bus now, but I can't. Yeah, we'd have got the bus and probably, I don't know, gone via McDonald's back in the day.
Class, class. None of that football ground rubbish. Just straight to the Mackies.
No, I mean, do you know what? I love the atmosphere of any game. When you get there and it starts to, you know, the atmosphere starts to bubble up, and the ritual is food, isn't it? Food. Yeah. If you're old enough, a drink, find your seat, and then just soak it all up.
I mean, that area of Nottingham, where County is and Forest is, and the cricket ground, it's an amazing area. Yeah. It's been like that for over 100 years. On match day, it is electric around there. The pubs and the people and walking over Trent Bridge. It is a fantastic area for sport, isn't it?
I mean, my ritual now is slightly different. So,
because she's the queen of Notts County, as I go.
Well, that's why you've got the number of the bus, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Tell us how you park.
So, my Notts Day rituals are send a message to the Trent Nav via Twitter, private message, obviously. Don't want to make such a fool of myself. And then I usually get the same spot. They put a cone there, ready reserved.
The Trent Nav, I need to explain. The Trent Nav is a
the
pub.
Local pub.
It's the pub
beautiful
next door to the ground.
Boozer.
Yeah. Vicky talks sometimes as if everybody should know, you know, where Woolerton is and what the Trent Nav is in Great Britain. But just so you know, listeners out there, the Trent Nav is the pub next to the ground.
Yeah, so the Trent Nav is a lovely little pub. And then there's always like ham cobs or cheese cobs on the bar, like already wrapped in like cellophane, ready to go. So I'll have a nice cob, maybe half a lager. And sometimes, most of the time when I go to games, I do tend to try and go with my granddad. Yeah. So having half a lager in the Trent Nav before the game is probably my
And tell
my
them
ritual,
what tell them what they all sing to you. They
oh,
all,
hello.
They sing a song to her.
How does it go again?
They go, she's one of our own. She's one of our own. She's one of our own. And she just goes, thank you. Hundreds of these middle-aged men with red faces singing to her with a beer in their hand.
Spitting all the cheese roll crumbs out.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's a delight. Yeah. It's a delight.
And then she, obviously because of who she is, we've had some great times at Notts County. They take us into the place where you have some food, don't we? And we go to a nice spot and all the rest of it. Your granddad loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, I do feel really lucky because we get to do and have that experience. And, you know, you get to hear legends of the game talking. I love hanging out with Les Brad.
Yeah,
he's a wonderful
man. Such a wonderful man.
Yeah.
And he's been amazing, actually. He's been making phone calls throughout the lockdown to different, you know, to the fans and people like my granddad, and just checking in and having a chat with them and talking to them about their memories. And, you know, that's invaluable, especially right now, while people are so desperately waiting for the game to get back up and running in their lives. And to people like my granddad, who just love talking to, you know, and Colin Slater, and, you know, they've always been so welcoming. And it's great to hear their stories. So it's always quite special when you get to go into the sort of posh bit, as you like. And I've had the same experience with Forest many times, obviously with Johnny working there now. You know, hearing people like John Robertson talk and Gary Birtles and all those lot, they've got such amazing stories to tell.
They certainly
it's
have.
A great city for it. It's just the right size, I think, for the two clubs and those old fellas to still be part of effectively the community and its history. It works so well.
It does, yeah. I mean, it's a city rooted in sport, and they love their football, they love their cricket, they've got a rugby team. They do, it's a really important part of the city's personality, the sports side of things. Vicky, I was going to ask you, have you got a favourite piece of memorabilia or a memento?
Well, County actually, well, it was Adrian Rawdon actually who sorted this out. He's a really good friend of ours and has been a big supporter of County from day dot.
Yeah.
And he got a shirt made for me, which actually says McClure 29, which is my favourite number.
It is, yeah.
And then it says BAFTA.
Wow, nice.
I know, it's very, very nice of them. So when they presented that to me, that was a lovely, lovely moment. And then I also had a picture taken that day.
Oh, I remember this, yeah.
Where they gave me two balls. I mean, where else do you hold the two balls?
Oh, hold on.
Come on.
It went viral, didn't it?
Oh, my God.
It was a hilarious photograph.
I've got to say, I felt, you know, it was, I felt it was pretty good about myself that sort day.
Oh, dear.
Have you
I like
got a favourite
it.
Player now, Vicky?
Oh, my God, my favourite player now. I would, listen, I like Gareth Bale.
Yay! I wasn't expecting
that. I know that's going to please you, Johnny, but I've watched him play because I went to the Euros with Johnny and I got to meet the team as well because I'd accidentally just happened to book us into a really nice hotel. It happened to be the hotel that the team were
Seriously?
Playing at.
Seriously? It was a coming
Honestly, it's yeah, an amazing honestly. Story. She said to me, I'm coming to France with you. I was like, oh, well done, love. And she went, I'm only going on the one proviso. We are going to stay somewhere nice. I'm like, I'm not going
to
argue with that. That
you.
Sounds lovely. Yeah. So she books this hotel and it was a lovely hotel and we get there, don't we, love? And we go to the lift and there's a Wales emblem on the lift. And I'm like,
well, not
That's
just that.
Nice for
not
fans.
Just that. No, because we got there and there was loads of security. And at the time, there was something that had happened in the world that meant there was obviously going to be a lot of security anyway. And also the Euros was there. So I was just a bit like, oh, something's kicking off. Like, something's not right. Cut to, all of a sudden, there's like the Wales emblem everywhere. And I'm thinking, oh, that's nice that they're putting a nod to it. And then all of a sudden, the team just appeared out of nowhere.
No,
I was like,
it did.
That's Gareth Bale.
It did. It did.
So,
and you arranged that for Johnny. That was
over.
So sweet of you.
You went over to him, didn't you?
I did. I got a selfie. He was really sweet. And I just, you know, he's an amazing player. But also, I'm really going to struggle because Marcus Rashford, like, yeah. I have to bring him into this conversation because yeah. in terms of what he's doing aside of football, and I, you know, I'm very aware that he's a great player, but I can't say I'm watching his work every 5 minutes. Mm. But we've got to give him so much praise. He's changing people's lives, like, and doing that at such a young age and using his profile in the way that he is, like, I just have the utmost respect for
Completely
him.
Completely agree, what a few months this man has had, isn't
unbelievable.
He?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, he's literally gone there and just had the most upfront conversations and changed laws.
Yeah.
You know, no child should go hungry. And he sadly obviously went through an experience. And look at where he is now. And he's a massive inspiration for kids that are aspiring footballers.
Terrific.
I think it's incredible what he's doing. So yeah, he's definitely up there as my favourite player.
Good shout, Vic.
Great shout, Vic. Have you got a favourite ever county kit or England kit or whatever kit?
Yeah, I have got a favourite. Only because I remember going to the pub on this particular match. I think it was the England match 2000 and... Oh, Johnny, you might have to remind me. The problem I have right now, guys, is I'm currently on the set of Line of Duty.
I can hear the rain. Are you in a trailer?
I'm in a trailer. There's rain because we're in Northern Ireland. And also, all I keep thinking about is, like, I've got my lines in my head. AFOs, UCO, like... I just keep saying the reg, so I'm trying to think of other dates. Johnny, what was the date? Come on.
So I think you told me it was the 2002 World Cup. Yeah,
the World Cup, yeah. I remember that game. I remember going to the pub with the lads, and I remember making a point of making sure I had the shirt.
Did you?
Yeah,
so,
good.
You know, that was my favourite because it's probably the only one that I owned.
Well, no, but you lived the moment, though. You see, that's the important thing. That was a working football shirt.
I do have to point out, she obviously wasn't with me at this point when she's going to the pub.
Watching England play. Yeah, definitely not something that you'd be doing yourself, John. I can see that one there.
This is the Best 11 podcast from TalkSport.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Vicky, have you got another team that's not County that you've got a soft spot for?
Oh, this is going to be controversial, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember Nottingham, I love you. I love you all. But it would have to be Forest.
Yeah, because got to.
I spend a lot of time there. I've got a lot of friends, family that support the team. You know, I know sometimes there can be this chat that you can't have both. I'm a County supporter, but if I had to have another team, then it would be Forest.
They're not as bitter and twisted about each other, though,
no,
are they? The two clubs, no, it's not like other cities, is it?
I don't think it is. I think it's also quite an old-fashioned thing. I mean, look, it's not Forest Derby, is it?
No, there you
go. Know, we know that's a slightly more serious debate that I'm not going to get into because I'm not qualified. But yeah, I have a soft spot for Forest. Obviously, I know a lot of people that work there, Johnny being one.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, no. And I have a big soft spot for Brian Clough and, you know, watching I Believe in Miracles was, you know, a bit of an eye-opener for me because there was a lot I didn't know about that back in the day. So, yeah, big love for Forest.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Okay, right, here we go then, Vicky. It's the best 11 time. We're going to take us through your best. Are you going to do an England team or a Notts County team? What are you going to do?
I'm going to do an England team, a bit of a mashup.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Good.
Go for it.
So let's go through it. Are we going to have in goals?
I'm going to go for Shilton.
Oh, Peter Shilton.
Wow.
Well, do you know what? Funny thing, Stuart Pearce also mentioned his England team, he also picked Peter Shilton, so you're in good company.
Well, this is it. Me and Stuart spoke before. And
compared football notes.
Yeah, so I would go with Shilton. Amazing goalie and loads of caps. So, yeah, and he had a lovely perm back in the day.
one of the rare goalkeeping perms that might be considered successful,
That's
yes.
That's a great reason for having the belt-in perm.
I like it.
I appreciate good hair. So, yeah,
when
I'd go
you
for
see
Shilton.
It.
Lovely. And talk us through your defence.
Okay, my right back would be Gary Neville.
Ooh, okay, always a choice of people as well. In good, Gary,
I think,
good company.
Yeah, I mean, he talks the talk very well, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he has proved to be a very smart man. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily as a coach, as Johnny would attest to, but when you hear him talk, you think he's got the game, the best interest of the game at heart, and he was a good footballer.
Yeah.
So good shout.
Great shout. Great for Man U.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd go Gary Neville.
Okay. And what you'd want left back next?
I'm gonna go Ashley Cole.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know he was the best? We have this conversation. Probably the best left back in the world in his prime. No two ways about it.
Yeah, and he's handsome. Sorry,
Johnny. Okay. That's okay.
Might get a note of that.
I'll take that.
We can all accept that good-looking Ashley Cole is.
Not only a fantastic footballer, but a fine-looking man. I'll absolutely accept
that. And if you could be a hero for two London teams, then you know how good you are, don't you? So, yes.
Look, I've done my research, guys.
Yes, you have.
I knew this day was going to come. So I found out who was the best left-back, and it was Ashley Cole, so I'm just going to give myself a fighting chance.
He's in. Yes,
he's in. So your centre-halves?
My centre-halves would be Rio Ferdinand.
Okay,
Class act.
I met him. I actually met Rio, and he was such a lovely guy.
Yeah, he is.
He was just such a gent, and he's an amazing player. So, yeah, I'd go for Rio, and then I'd go for Bobby Moore.
Oh, thank you.
There's a big smile next to
me. Oh, you made an old man very young.
Did
thank
that
you.
Please you there?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, it does. You're speaking from my heart now, Vic. Thanks for that one.
Well, I'm also speaking from my dad's heart because my dad told me he was the best. Somebody's just walking into my trailer. Sorry,
just to prove we're live.
We're live. I'm just live on an interview. I'll grab it. Just getting my next costume for my next scene.
Oh, okay. There we go. Thanks, okay. Jess.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Thanks, Jess. Okay, yeah. So there we go. That's that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bobby Moore. My dad was a big fan of Bobby Moore.
Excellent.
Yes. Yeah.
Midfield, Gazza.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Love everybody's Gazza. In everybody's greatest England team, there is always Paul Gascoigne.
Yeah, I mean, I know Martin might have a bit of an issue given that he played for Rangers. But,
Martin Compston is a big Celtic fan, so just so you know.
Yeah. Midfield, I would also go Sean Derry.
Oh, you love Sean Derry.
I love Sean Derry.
You should love Sean Derry.
Sean Derry, just so you know, folks, used to manage Notts County and had an amazing, well, they call it the Great Escape, but he kept them up famously.
And he grew up being Nottingham a mile away from the ground.
County legend, and also just such a lovely man as well. Yeah. We do love Sean Derry. So he's in your England team. Good luck.
Yeah, he's in my England team.
do you know what? He is in esteemed company here. He'll love this.
He'll love it. Yeah, well done, Vicky.
Well, great shout, Sean Derry. Well played.
Right, I'm going for four up front.
Okay. So 4-2-4.
It's a 4-2-4. It's very attacking.
It is,
isn't it, though?
My team to be.
It is.
I'm going to go Michael Owen.
Right, of course.
Poster boy.
Favourite poster boy as a kid
poster
growing
boy.
Up. Totally understand.
I'm going to go for another slightly good-looking guy, David Beckham.
Of course you are.
I'd never noticed, really, about that he had that quality. But
you
okay.
Like David Beckham, love?
I don't know what would happen if he approached me, Johnny.
Do you know what? If you left me for David Beckham, I would hold my hands up and say,
say,
not a problem, no. I get it.
Fair
I
enough.
Totally understand.
Fair
I'm now giving you, if you ever bump into J-Lo, I'd allow the same.
Fantastic, so there we go. That's our deal.
Just putting it out there.
Lovely.
So he's very reasonable.
Very reasonable. David Beckham and J-Lo. I mean, you could dine out on that.
I look forward to hearing this. I look forward to hearing your marriage vows.
Yeah. They'll be in the vows.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Gary Birtles.
Oh, yeah.
Gary is a very good friend of mine, a good friend of ours, actually. But, I love Gary, and he's a Nottingham lad. He's played for Forest, and he's played for County.
Yeah,
And I definitely want him on my team. He's loyal to the core. And then, I mean, I can't not have John Robertson in there.
Oh, he's Scottish, though.
I don't care.
Are we allowing this, lads? I'm looking at Mark. Are we allowing John Robertson? They're both nodding. How do you get away with this? Sit again, sorry. Sit again.
I say he can do what Martin Compston does in Line of Duty. He can just pull off an English accent. Nobody will know. I adore
that's,
John Robertson.
It's like,
he's I know John's wife very well, Cheryl, by the way, and she's absolutely lovely. But we always have a laugh because he's just such a gent, and he's so funny. I'm really bad at getting jokes, and even if John's telling a joke that I do not get, I laugh so hard because he's just...
He's got the twinkle in the eye, John, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got the twinkle in the eye, exactly, yeah. So can I not have John in?
Listen, I think it's only reasonable. This is Vicky's best 11.
Okay, yeah. It's an England...
Look, if it's going to become a problem, then I'll put Les Brad in.
Oh, yeah, we can have Les Brad anyway.
I think
you can have both, then. You're done. You're done.
That.
You're done. You're done. You can have both.
Okay,
yeah.
That counts. I like it. I do like the fact that you have got some local heroes in there, which is great.
Sean Derry, Les Brad, John Robertson, Gary Birtles. I love this. This is brilliant. I never had any idea what she was going to say on this. I was a bit like, what's she going to say? It's fantastic. Manager.
I really thought long and hard about this. Manager, not difficult. Brian Clough, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
Same as Stuart Pearce again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gutted that I never got to meet him. I've been lucky enough to meet his sons and his family. And I watch interviews back of him and just go, God, he just knew how to deal with people. And I love that. Mm. I love it when there's a human being in the room, you know, and he just tells it how it is. And that's how I'd want that team to be managed.
Great.
So it'd be Brian Clough. But I am going to put a few people on the bench.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I'm going to put two on the bench. One's called Kai Reid, and the other one's called Dexter Reid, aged 13 and 3.
Yes.
But I think they're going to do it. If we need them, my nephews are there.
And they are Forest fans, aren't they, as well?
I think you better only give the three-year-old like 10 minutes, though, to be fair to him. You can't expect them to...
I'll tell you what, the energy of Dexter... and I'm pretty sure he's going to be quite nifty with the ball. Kai's a brilliant player.
Yeah, he does.
We're yet to see what Dexter can do, but I think he's going to be good.
Bringing him on. Fair
Bringing
enough.
Bringing him on. Vicky McClure, that is a wonderful football team. Thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I'm just glad that I managed to get through it.
The Best 11 podcast from TalkSport.
Thank you for listening to the Best 11 podcast. Don't forget there are new episodes out every Monday and Thursday, so join us for more football memories and another Best 11 very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult. And that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.